Welcome to the Wolf Den Podcast. Here in the Wolf Den, we bridge the gap between blockchain technology and the real world. Before we get started, we need to make it explicit that this information is for educational purposes only. Think of it as a thought exercise. It is not meant to be prescriptive nor taken as financial advice. Now, please take into account that many of these audios are pulled from previous videos, content, interviews, things that we have done up to this point. Please be sure to do your research and check the date that the original content was published. If you'd like to learn more, go to wolfdencrypto.com and click join. All right, what's up, Wolf Den? This is the part three and final part of the adaptive dilemma, one of the most important things we will be talking about. Most people won't want to hear it, and that's okay. For those that do, this will show up for. I apologize. I'm losing my voice a little bit. Might be getting sick, but here we go. Make sure that you watch part one and two, which I did live yesterday, but it'll be archived right before this if you're watching this sometime in the future. Part three is adaptive versus technical solutions. In parentheses there, it says better leadership. It's also better followership, right? A higher efficacy followership. It's really important that we understand how the way that we choose to vote with our votes and our money and our time and attention, who we choose to follow, leads to the type of outcome we get, because it leads to the type of authorities that end up getting and maintaining authority. And this is crucial. This is so important in technology. Crypto, emerging technology, this is one of the most important things. It often determines whether or not a new technology diffuses, or if it takes a really long time, or it happens really quickly. So here we go. And we'll start with the quote of the day. Remember yesterday's seeking dopamine without effort will destroy a person. Today, this is from 1990s, Ronald Heifetz. Instead of looking for saviors with good news, okay, we should be looking and calling for leadership that will challenge us to face our own problems, problems that require us to learn new ways. All right. This is another version of the biggest risk is that we seek good news, dopamine, without doing work. The risk we run is that we look for saviors. We look for people that will give us good news, announcements, without having to do any work. We're often avoiding doing any work, hoping for announcements. We see this all the time, crypto especially, but it happens everywhere. Instead of working to make yourself, put yourself in a better position, a lot of times we find ourselves watching the news, hoping to hear good news that will put us in better position. It's very dangerous, but this was true in now. It was true in the 90s. It was true in the 70s. It was true in the 20s. It was true in the 1800s. Seeking dopamine without effort or looking for saviors without wanting to do work will destroy a person. Now, Will Durant is a historian, and he says nations are born stoic and they die Epicurean. It's another version of when you die Epicurean, you are looking for dopamine without doing any work. It will destroy an individual, and it will destroy nations, communities, and societies. You'll see this over and over and over again in literature. Okay. This quote in particular comes from Leadership Without Easy Answers. What I want to highlight is that this was written in like 1992 or 1994, okay? Many, 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 many years ago, like almost 30 years ago. The economy uncertain, education in decline, cities under siege, crime and poverty spiraling upward, international relations rolling. We look to leaders for solutions, and when they don't deliver, we simply add their failure to our list of woes. What's interesting is people keep saying, hey, this is a brand new problem, but if you look back again through literature, you see 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, even though the technology changes, the problems don't. And we're going to talk about that because crypto, blockchain, offers a phenomenal opportunity, but it may not solve any problems. It may not solve any problems if we don't understand what we're about to cover today. I'll put a six-word update. Great six-word updates yesterday. go through, read them, understand what other people are taking away from this. If you don't understand the six-word update, then go through previous content and you'll see how powerful it can be, both individually and collectively. All right. We're going to get into it. Leadership versus authority. They are very different things, but sometimes we get them confused. Sometimes we trick ourselves into confusing them. And to understand leadership versus authority, we have to understand the authority doom loop of self-victimization. That's what we're going to talk about today. And we're going to, one, hope that we can help some people recognize it. Two, give some action steps. And three, it's important to understand this is not a judgment thing. Not pointing at people saying, you're being a victim, ha-ha. It's saying, hey, you're being a victim, and that's okay. Let's give you your power back if you want your power back. And if you don't want your power back, then you have to understand that you forfeit the right to complain. And this is what it often looks like. It often, to understand the doom loop of self-victimization that comes from not understanding authority and leadership, we need to understand a technical versus an adaptive problem. This is the biggest problem facing crypto right now. We see a bunch of protocols crashing, people losing money, crypto companies are insolvent, and it's not a technical problem. People are saying, I thought crypto was supposed to solve this. Well, crypto doesn't solve anything. Technology doesn't solve anything if humans behave the exact same way that got them into trouble in the first place. So the technical component is the blockchain, the cryptocurrency, the rules, the laws, things that are set in stone to try to guide us or provide tools. The adaptive problem is how humans actually behave, and we need to understand the difference between the two, which we'll talk about right now. Okay, so a technical problem. A technical problem is easy for an expert who, in the case of a problem, has authority. Right, when you're sick and you go to the doctor, that doctor has authority. Now, in another domain, that doctor might not have any authority. So context is important. When your car breaks down and you go to a mechanic, that expert has authority. They should be able to tell you, this is what's wrong and this is how to fix it. Okay. So a technical problem is easy for the authority to diagnose and fix. It's a straightforward cause, effect, and solution. A couple examples. The first one here is you step on a nail, right? We go to the doctor because you're worried you might get tetanus. So they give you a tetanus shot and then it's over. You go home and live your life. You might be in a little bit of pain, might want to, you know, make sure the wound is healing okay and all that stuff. But for the most part, you went in, you said, here's a problem. If your car breaks down and you take it to a mechanic, they say, oh, you just need a new whatever belt. I don't know anything about cars. They replace it. You drive off. It's over with. Okay. That's a technical problem. Now, we want things to be technical problems because the adaptive problem is more complicated and dynamic. The solution cannot be fully delivered by the authority, by the expert. Okay? I give you an example. If you're diagnosed with high cholesterol and have some heart issues, now the authority, the expert, can tell you that, look, it's likely your weight. You've gained a lot of weight since I've known you and your health markers have declined. They can tell you that, but they cannot deliver the best solution right then and there. They cannot eat, exercise, sleep, and make better decisions for you. The solution actually lies in adapting your own behavior. Okay, do you understand the difference? Now, most people want every problem to be technical. Most people want to go, doctor, can't you just give me a pill and then I'll just be skinny and healthy tomorrow? We have to be very aware of this part of us is like many problems we face are adaptive, but we crave a technical solution because we want dopamine without work. We want good news without effort. And we have to just understand that this is baked into us. This is how humans are hardwired. Dopamine feels really good. And if we can get it for free, then it makes sense. If we're not careful and we're impulsive, it makes sense to get it for free or seek it for free. Okay, so it's complicated the dynamic. Now, with an adaptive problem, an authority with poor leadership, you can be an authority and demonstrate poor leadership. This would be the doctor that says, here are some pills, go away, right? to keep you happy, keep your business, because nobody wants to hear that they need to do work. Okay? So the authority with poor leadership is the one that offers you a technical solution to an adaptive problem. An authority with good leadership is going to say, look, I can't give you a pill. It's not actually going to solve anything. Your behaviors, your habits are very destructive. Now, let me help you understand how they're destructive, and let me maybe refer you to some resources or give you some resources or help you modify your behavior over time so that we can actually fix this problem. So you can see here the difference is poor leadership is providing a technical solution to an adaptive problem. In the crypto space, poor leadership would be trying to continue to improve the technology or tell people what the technology's there, just use it. Or people say, what? Bitcoin fixes this. Bitcoin fixes that. Crypto fixes this. That's poor leadership. Okay? And it's not by design. It's not malicious. It's just not understanding that, no, Bitcoin only fixes this if people understand what it is and how to implement it in their life and transition into it from fiat and how they're different, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's work to be done, and there's a human behavior component. Okay? It cannot be fixed with better technology. It never has been. It never will be. There are a ton of great technologies that have not solved the problem they were meant to solve because humans use them exactly the way they use the previous technology. So these are adaptive problems. Okay? Now, some problems are adaptive and technical. And they typically start as technical and turn into adaptive. If you're in a lot of pain, you go see a doctor, for example. The doc determines you have a kidney stone, and due to its size, it needs to be removed surgically. That would be a technical problem and solution. Doctor says, this is the problem. I can remove it. Okay. So they do that. But during the surgery, the doctor finds something concerning. It says, hey, we need to take some tests. Again, this is all part of the playbook. Because it's part of the standard playbook, it's still considered a technical problem. It comes back, and it turns out you have stage 4 cancer, stomach cancer. Okay, now, there's a protocol for this. It's still technical, meaning, all right, you have cancer. This is what we do. It's all technical, and it's all delivered by an expert and authority. Right? A lot of people do this with money, too. Now, a good leader, somebody that understands there are adaptive components to this problem, is going to say, wait a minute. How do we help you cope with this? What about your husband or your wife or your kids? Can we get your affairs in order? Can I introduce you to somebody that will help you get your books in order? What a poor leader will do is just try harder and harder and harder and harder to cure the cancer. Not that that's a bad thing, okay? But it doesn't solve a lot of the second, third, and subsequent order consequences of this problem. All right, so how do we handle this? How do we break the news to the family? What is the best way to tell the people at work? Like, these are adaptive problems. How do we modify our behavior given what we know? Right, so many problems are both technical and adaptive by nature, but we still need to characterize what is what. Otherwise, we risk turning it into a technical problem as a leader. And it's really easy to turn it into a technical problem because that is what our followers and constituents want. Just give me an answer. Somebody says, should I buy this? I don't know. It depends. This is an adaptive problem. The solvable problem is an adaptive problem. It requires behavior change. Nobody else can do that for you. Okay, so an authority with poor leadership is going to double down on the technical solution. They're going to keep trying to make better technology to solve your problem. Authority with good leadership is going to help you understand all the components and work on your behavior and the behavior of the people around you that matter most, and if necessary, help getting your affairs in order. Right? But nobody wants to do this. So even as a patient, a lot of people, when their doctor says, hey, let me help you with the hard stuff, they're going to say, no, I just want treatment. So it's really tough to maintain a strong, preeminent leadership position. That's not because people are malicious. It's because us as consumers, patients, and constituents are seeking good news without work. We turn our own adaptive problems into technical ones. This creates a doom loop, right? It is the authority doom loop of self-victimization. We do this to ourselves and we blame other people. I'll show you what it looks like. One, we seek a technical solution. I need to lose weight. I need to make more money. I want to invest in crypto. We seek a technical solution. We think it's just going to be like a magic pill. Okay. And when presented with a magic pill over all the other options, we take the magic pill. We always choose the technical solution over the adaptive solution. So even in politics, when somebody says, hey, this can get better over a long period of time, but we need to work together to change our behavior and get together as a community and have conversations, et cetera, et cetera. And another party says, I'll just make a law and make that illegal. The latter is a technical solution. We are not actually improving the way people are interacting with each other over time. It's not a real solution, but they'll get a lot of votes because people don't want to deal with like all the work that goes into making things better. So we tend to choose the technical solution. We look for leaders that say, I will make this illegal. I will make that illegal. I will cut taxes this way. I will do all these technical things. And nobody that is on my side will have to do any work themselves. Yeah. So that's appealing. We vote for with our money and our votes and our time and our attention. And we follow authorities that demonstrate poor leadership because they offer a technical solution. We don't realize that we are voting for authorities with poor leadership. We just want the quick fix, which happens to be poor leadership most of the time if it's an adaptive problem. Quick fix for a technical problem is fine. So here we are voting for poor leadership, and then it spirals. It gets worse. Since we avoid the idea that we need to change things about us, mixed up the letters there, and things are still bad, well, then they must need to change. They being whoever's not us. Democrats believe Republicans need to change. Republicans believe Democrats need to change. So on and so forth. Okay? So we develop this idea that we're going to vote for this technical solution that will make this illegal, and anybody else on the other side of this is wrong and needs to change. The us versus them narrative grows stronger. It becomes polarizing. Right? Hopefully this is starting to make sense where this is going and how we got here. So now we're us versus them. We are extreme polarization. And then we blame the authorities like the media for polarizing, right? We point at the media and we say they're polarizing. We all know that that news is biased and that news is biased and this news is biased. But here's the thing. The media, all these companies, all these big data aggregators, they just follow the data. The reason they polarize is because we are asking for it. We are asking for technical solutions and easy answers, which polarize because the adaptive solution is somewhere in the middle. Let's work together. Nope, pick a side. If we pick a side, we are picking a technical solution and we will polarize, and media and people that we buy stuff from will see that, and they have no choice but to play into it. If they want to get elected, they must pick a side, right? So we blame authorities for polarizing, and as we become polarized and conflict grows, we don't like the state of the world, so we seek a technical solution because we're not aware of the adaptive solution. We've mischaracterized most of these problems, and around we go. Number 7 is also number 1, right? Seek technical solution. All this stuff happens. We spiral downward a little bit, and the solution is to seek another technical solution, and that is the doom loop. It's a spiral downwards. Where technology is not having the impact that it can and should have because the humans refuse to change. And we need to. New technology equals new behavior. From the Bronze Age to the Stone Age into the Industrial Age, human behavior had to change in order to utilize the new technology to maximize its effectiveness. But we will fight it, and we will go down this doom loop unless we can recognize the difference between a technical and adaptive problem. So what do we do with this? First, acknowledge that there are indeed technical and adaptive problems. Problems are different in nature. The technology is typically pretty reliable. Pretty reliable. When it doesn't turn out the way that you expected it to, we look at our expectations and we look at our behavior. you know, I tried this diet and I didn't lose any weight. Well, did you actually behave 100% as you planned? Probably not. So until you have, you can't really gauge the efficacy of the diet, which is the technology in this case. I bought Bitcoin and I didn't make any money. Bitcoin doesn't work. Well, did you behave in a way that was appropriate given the properties of Bitcoin, or were your expectations way off? Because having expectations is a behavior thing, right? Appropriate expectations. The current problem most people are having with crypto and DeFi, as with it's always been with any emerging technology, is an adaptive one. It's not a technical one. People are sitting around going, well, the technology is better, these things will go away. But they will not go away if the technology is better. It's not a technical problem. Very few of the issues in crypto are due to the technology. It's due to the behavior, because people maybe don't understand the technology, or a lot of people are treating cryptocurrency as other currencies they are familiar with, and they are not the same. And so we have to understand that if we're having troubles with crypto, with money in general, or really anything that is a continuum, right? Body weight, health, finances, relationships, they're almost certainly adaptive problems. And we keep seeking technical solutions. So we can step back and say, whoa, hold on. How is my behavior contributing to this? And examine that behavior before seeking technical solutions, and be aware, be hyper aware of yourself. When somebody gives you an adaptive solution, says, hey, look in the mirror, because, you know, you kind of acted like an a-hole, which is kind of why this happened. If that triggers you and you immediately want to point at someone or something else, specifically an authority or a technology, just catch yourself and think about it. Just accept that there is a possibility, not a guarantee, there's a possibility that, yes, your own behavior contributed to this, and this might be an adaptive issue. Right? That is the only way that we can actually have control and get better. So unless we're resigned to being a victim forever, which yesterday's video, we highlighted why that's so dangerous, then we need to examine our own behavior before seeking a technical solution, before pointing at authorities or technology as a problem. Right? Again, no judgment, just trying to give you a little bit of power back, a little power over the outcome, so that if you choose, you can capitalize on it. Okay? So here's the homework. Reflect on how often we are mistaking adaptive problems for technical ones. Reflect on it. Just allowing that loop to be open in your mind, and you may start to recognize it. And once you recognize it, you can start to work through it. We will have in-depth conversations, dialogue, workshops, and additional material inside of the Wolf Den, Wolf Pup and above, to continue to talk about this. The point of this is to just bring it top of mind and help you see how it can contribute to this doom loop of things getting worse and worse and worse. Even though we keep trying to get better technology, we keep voting for leaders that make great promises, we keep chasing dopamine because we're going to be happy. If we just do this, we're going to be happy. And if we vote this person, we'll be happy. If we buy this, we're going to be happy. If we listen to these people, we're going to be happy. And somehow things kind of get worse on average because we're seeking technical solutions where adaptive ones are more appropriate. Again, inside the Wolf Den, we're going to have a ton of workshops, a ton of material, maybe some worksheets, some examples, all kinds of stuff as we build out this. We're actually building a mini metaverse inside of the Wolf Den that is just interactive, lots of engagement, obviously education, and we even have games and stuff that are coming just to help work through all this stuff. So appreciate all of you guys, and I hope this was helpful. If it was, please share your takeaways, hit your 6-word updates, and if you're not in the Wolf Den already and you want to come hang out, just go to wolfdencrypto.com, click the little join button, follow the steps, jump on in, and these are the kind of conversations that we're having more and more of inside of the membership. All right. Thank you again for listening to the Wolf Den podcast. Now, remember, this audio was pulled from various free, public, and private trainings by the team and even Wolf Den members. Now, we do this for free because we want to help as many people as possible. So if you found this helpful, feel free to share with somebody else. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss another one. And of course, check out the Wolf Den, wolfdencrypto.com, if you want a deeper dive.